Hi there. This is Sound Healing Radio. I'm Dave Gibson, and welcome. Today's show is on oneness. Portals to oneness, and also what oneness is. Seems like the ultimate experience is when you're one with everything in the universe, which is our true reality. So our intention is that we all may return to this true reality through sound. But before we get started, let me tell you about a few things that are happening. The big thing that's happening is we've got the Sound Healing Concert, Sound of Love Concert at Grace Cathedral here in San Francisco. Grace Cathedral is one of the largest churches in San Francisco, unbelievably beautiful. And that's Friday, August 17th from 7 to 10 p.m. At 6 p.m., doors open to Walk the Labyrinth. And tickets are available at soundhealingcenter.com/concert.html. soundhealingcenter.com/concert.html. You could find it if you just went to soundhealingcenter.com. Or you could call us at 415-777-2486. We also have an open house and free sound healing workshop on Sunday, August 19th, here at the Institute in San Francisco. That's from 1 to 6 p.m., and again, that's free. We'll be going through a lot of different aspects of sound healing and also doing a lot of meditations to get you really high and still. We also have our certificate program and associate's degree coming up at the Institute starting September 4th. And if you pay in full by August 10th, you can still get a discount. That's 3.5 months, 3 nights a week and some weekends occasionally. And that goes right into the associate degree starting in January. We also have that same program online with live instructors, and our next start time is a week from today, August 11th. And that is Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights. And if you can't make any of the nights, you're welcome to watch videos, or if you can't make any of them, you're welcome to watch the whole program on video. We can do check-ins and see that you're doing your homework and and answer any questions for you. We also have a little short notice, but we do have the summer intensive starting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. There's still room if you happen to be in the area or if you want to fly on in. You could even stay at the school here for free. That's for 2 weeks starting tomorrow, August 5th to the 17th. You're also welcome to take any individual classes in any of these programs, and you can find those online at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the audio production, sound healing audio production programs starting September 4th at the school or August 13th here at the online, anywhere. So you could start online August 13th. And that's really about, you know, doing audio production and from a sound healing perspective, but it's really for any style of music. Know you want to do where you want to really make the music much more effective and have it really affect people on a deeper level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So, again, if you have questions, you can call us at 415-777-2486 or go to soundhealingcenter.com or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So before we get started talking about oneness, I wanted to play a little bit of a song from a channeling that Sylvina did. Sylvina is going to be singing at the Sound Healing Concert at Grace Cathedral on August 17th, along with 10 other singers with cello. We're going to have cello and piano, grand piano, and a bunch of crystal bowls and such. But I just wanted to play a little bit of Sylvina singing here, channeling, to give you a little bit of a feel, although we've got so many different different singers and different people coming and playing different instruments. But so I want to play a little bit of Invocation. Maybe we'll only play the first like 3 or 4, maybe 4 or 5 minutes of this, and then we'll fade it out. But just to give you an idea, this is just Silvina channeling an invocation with crystal ball and voice. Really powerful We'll be singing some quite a few songs that get really quite powerful with a whole group of people as well, and then get really peaceful. So, okay, so oneness. You know, as I mentioned, it seems like oneness is the ultimate state. I mean, some people might say unconditional love, but when you get into a state where you are one with everything in the universe, then there is love that becomes very evident through it all. And, you know, it's really interesting that there are so few techniques for going into a state of oneness that are taught. I mean, there's the non-dual aspect that, you know, people like Eckhart Tolle and Adi Ashanti teach, of just simply being present. And hopefully at that some point, when you're simply present, then the portal opens to a place where you're one with everything in the universe. But we've also discovered that there's a whole technique of when you're in theta, a brainwave state of theta, it is a portal to oneness. The basic aspect of being one with the universe is that you are aware of everything at once, more than one thing for sure. So you're not focused on one thing, you are everything. It's like you become the whole universe. And with theta, you always go into theta whenever you tune in to more than one thing at a time. So even if you're focused on two things at once, your brain waves actually go into theta. If you focus on 24 sounds in a mix at once in a song, your brain goes into theta. If you focus on like hundreds of sparkles on the ocean or on the water from the sun, you automatically go into theta. It's the state you go into when you are defocused and you're not focused on one thing, you're in tune with multiple things. Well, source, I've always thought of source as all frequencies. Source is all frequencies in the universe. So when you're one with all frequencies in the universe, you're in theta. So you can use theta as a portal into this place of oneness. A lot of people are saying that December 21st, that we're going to go into this state of oneness with everything in the universe, that everybody on the planet, that we're going into this photon belt, which is actually a wave of energy coming from the black hole at the center of the Milky Way, but also coming from the cosmos, and it's going to completely light up all of our system. Even our DNA is going to transform it, supposedly, but it's going to completely light us up in every way and take us into this state of oneness with everything in the universe. And for some people, this will be a little disconcerting, because when you go into a state of oneness, you kind of lose your ego. You lose that part of you, and some people get a little scared when they lose that part, but there's nothing to worry about. So it's interesting to really look at, you know, what this is about, this oneness, and how to get there. Now, I've been in the state of oneness many times, but, you know, I've also wanted to invite you to call in just to share any major experiences you've had of oneness with everything in the universe. So you could share it and we could talk a bit about it. And the phone number to call in is 888 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or you could do a direct number, 530-413-4522. 530-413-4522. You know, the way I got interested in doing this show, which I think I've done before, but I don't remember, it's been so long ago, is I was watching PBS on TV last week, and there was this show, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like on a Saturday night, and there was this show that came on, and the whole show was about oneness. And they had a monk on there, they had a physicist, they had little excerpts from, you know, little things about the Aborigines in Australia. I mean, they had all these different perspectives and people talking about being one with everything and everybody in the universe, which is our ultimate state. It was really interesting, but they didn't talk too much about how to get there. What they did say was really interesting. One guy was saying that, and these guys were very tuned in, very cool, actually. They were saying that spirit just takes you there randomly. I don't think that's completely true. I think you can actually knock on the door of the portal and often be let in. But he also did say that the more you prepare, the more you basically meditate, the more you get in alignment and weed out the things that are stopping you from getting into this state, the more chances it will happen. But ultimately, what's cool is to get it down so you have a technique to be able to actually access this state whenever you like. Some people, once you get there, so I know often when I have classes or open houses or I speak at conferences, I'll ask people, how many of you have been in a state of oneness? And depending on where I am, I get, you know, normally less than a third, normally often only about a quarter of the people can say that they've been to a state of oneness. Sometimes in my classes, you know, I get like half the people, you know. But when I ask how many of you can go there at will, it's like less than half of those people that have been there are able to get there at will. So we're going to be sharing some sound techniques that will take you into theta to be able to get you there at will. So when I've had quite a few experiences of oneness. One was when I was on drugs in a really amazing state where I went into a place where I was one with everything in the universe, and I knew that any question I could possibly come up with, the answer was right there in this state. Really amazing. And it was like this pendulum flow of up and down, really slow, though. And I was completely connected to everything. I've also been in the state briefly. I mean, in class we do this exercise we're going to be doing at the end of this call. And, God, every time I do it, more I get in that state more and more, deeper and deeper. It's interesting. I've actually talked with some people that are really into using EEG to monitor higher states of consciousness. There's a woman who just died who wrote a book about it, and she gave all her research to this group of people, and we met with them. And I was telling them, you know, that theta seems to be a portal to oneness. I mean, there's theta healing, right? The whole thing about theta healing, which is really big these days, which takes you into that state, and then you can do healing from this state of oneness. And these guys, these brainwave guys who are really into this, they said, well, you know, oneness is not the ultimate state that you can see, even see, in when you're looking at the brain waves. And I said, well, really? What's higher than oneness? And they said, oneness where you are aware of your own point of awareness. So you're not only one with the universe, but you're aware of your point of awareness. Of course, that point of awareness is really nothingness, although some people would say it's an actual frequency, which is your soul. That's out there. So it's either your soul or just a point of awareness that is perceiving this state of oneness, where you are one with everything in the universe. So that was really interesting to realize that you could be aware of both of those at the same time. And that's really the highest state. Boy, you know, when you become aware and enter this state where you are one with Source, when you come back, this reality that we live in, where we're all separate, is just ridiculous. I mean, it's silly. It's silly. It's crazy. When you realize that the true reality is that we are completely all one. We are one organism. Every aspect is oneness. Even, you know, it's funny, I'm looking out the window right now and I see some cars. We are even one with the divas of the metal in the car. We are one with everything, including all beings in the universe. And this separation that we live in, I am me, you are you, it just seems crazy. It's just wrong. It is just a complete illusion. It's a great quote from Albert Einstein. He says, a human being is part of the whole called by us universe. A part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. Albert Einstein. God, just love that. Love that. It is amazing. You know, in the world of judgment, we are separated. By liking or disliking something, we are separated. And we lose that beauty of all of nature that we are, in a way. I want to go ahead and play a song that is about oneness. It is called Source. And this song has codes in it from the company Nutri Energetics that are all about being one with Source. And they gave me certain frequencies, and I actually embedded them in this song. So go to this place as much as you can of oneness now while we listen to this song, Source. Oneness is like the clear blue sky. Everything arises, unfolds, and subsides. Within its all-compassionate love, oneness is our real self. Everything is an aspect of oneness. And our quest to know this comes from oneness. Abhinavagupta on the teachings of non-dual Kashmir Shaivism. Oneness is really about seeing things as they really are. And things as they are frequency. The place where there's no judgment is in the world of frequency. So when you see something as a certain vibration, then it's not separate, because we are a hologram of all vibrations. We are a hologram of all vibrations. That's what's really interesting, to see that we have every single vibration in the universe within every cell. Here's another good quote. Oneness is compassionate. Oneness has no judgment. Oneness sees everything as it is. Oneness allows everything as it is. Oneness is all there is. Richard Miller. It's interesting. I've talked to a lot of people that have been to this place of oneness. And there's also that woman that's touring with Wayne Dyer now. She said that she had fourth stage cancer throughout her whole body. Her organs were shutting down. They had brought in her family to say goodbye. They said she only had a few hours to live. And she went into the light and went into this state of oneness in the whole universe. And in that space, she said there was so much unconditional love. It was just enveloped in unconditional love. And some being said, it's not your time yet. You've got to go back to help others. And she came back, and within a month, her cancer metastasized through her whole body, was completely gone. So it's interesting that many people I've talked to, and I felt it as well, when you go to this place of oneness, it is not this emptiness. It is so full of unconditional love. And that's really interesting to me. I guess really interesting to my mind. That's a good one. Really interesting to my mind that this place of oneness is filled with unconditional love. It's like, it's just so interesting. It makes, you know, I've always felt that actually put together this movie treatment that I think is really cool, where we actually, in this movie, they realize that we are actually just part of this larger person. And his name is Joe. Could call him God, but I just thinking to call him Joe. And we are just a cell within this person. Actually, in this movie, you go into a cell, and in the cell, there's an entire universe. And in that universe, there is a galaxy like the Milky Way with a planet on it with like billions and billions of people in every cell of your body. So we are on a planet, in a cell, in a galaxy, on a planet in a galaxy. Our galaxy is just one cell of a larger being. And that being has love in their whole system. Something like that. So everybody talks about it, though. When you go into this place, it is just filled. I mean, you just feel like you're just totally in your mother's womb, totally filled with love. Being without passion, behold the source. Being without passion, behold the flow. The two are one, born of the same root, differently named when they appear. Both may be called mystery. Going from mystery to deeper mystery, enter the secret of life. Luzi. Luzi. That's who came up with that quote. Oneness. You know, you can use theta as a portal. Theta is between 4 and 8 cycles per second. That's 4 cycles per second is like whoa, 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 whoa. 8 cycles is double that. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now, some people report that when they tune in to 7.83 cycles per second, which is the Schumann resonance, that they are transported into this portal of oneness. That's about whoa, 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 whoa. And this is a frequency in the atmosphere that is triggered by lightning. It is a, also they say it is the frequency of the heart meridian in the body. But theta is that place where you go to when you're in oneness. The guys who are into the EEG and higher consciousness, they said, you're not just in theta, though. If you're in theta, you're really, that's the dream state. You're kind of spaced out. You really have to have another part of your brain in alpha to be able to remember it, and another part of your brain in delta to really go deep. So you actually have multiple brainwave states in your system or in your brain, which is triggering the electrical pulses of frequency through your whole nervous system anyway. So it is your whole system, even though it's coming from your brain. And it also affects your whole heart rate as well. So in this state of theta, you can use it to access this. And what's interesting is this state of theta is also where you go when you're hypnotized. In hypnotherapy, they bring you into this state of theta to be able to access the subconscious. That just seems really interesting to me, that the subconscious is in the same area as this portal to oneness. One day, hopefully, they will give us a user's manual. Until then, we keep trying to figure it out over and over. Well, let's listen to another song called, what is it called? Restoring the Matrix. This is about returning, matrix restore, returning to the matrix of oneness. Again, set your intention to go to this state of the true reality where we are one. Thank you. and I are all as much continuous with the physical universe as a wave is continuous with the ocean. Alan Watts. This is interesting. All differences in this world are of degree, not of kind, because oneness is the secret of everything. Swami Vivekananda. So all differences are of degree, subtlety, instead of kind, which is difference. That's an interesting one. Technology is destructive only in the hands of people who do not realize that they are one and the same process as the universe. Alan Watts. And then this one from David Fontana. Consider your own place in the universal oneness of which we are all a part, from which we all arise, and to which we all return. Okay. Let's do a meditation now to take us into this place completely. The key to this meditation is, again, multi-track mind, tuning into multiple things at once. So imagine in front of you this cosmic array of speakers putting out every frequency in the universe. All the frequencies of sound, from the lowest frequency you can imagine, all the way to the highest frequency you can imagine, and back down. All of those frequencies and everyone in between coming from this cosmic array of speakers into your body. Now, feeling all of them simultaneously, all frequencies of sound simultaneously, all harmonious too, totally harmonious. It's like the cosmic ohm of all sounds in the universe coming from this array and speaker array in front of you going into your system. Feel all of them simultaneously. Below that, though, there are frequencies below our hearing range. There's the frequency of the brain waves, which are rhythms, actually. Nun, 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 mum, mum, and delta is like mum, 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 mum. Add those to this array of frequencies, to all those sound frequencies. Add the brainwave rhythms. Even slower frequency than that, though, is the breath. The breath is really slow, slower than brain waves. It's like in and out. That's about a tenth of a cycle a second. And then add that to the ray. Then we've got the frequency of the earth spinning. One breath in 24 hours. Feel the frequency of the earth breathing once every 24 hours. And add that to the whole array of breath frequencies, brainwave frequencies, and all the frequencies of sound. Feel them all simultaneously. Then add the frequency of the earth going around the sun, one oscillation every 365 days, really slow frequency. Add that. Even further, even slower, the earth goes around the Milky Way once every 23,000 years. Feel that frequency. It's hard to even be still enough to feel that. Add that to the whole frequency of array array of sounds coming through this cosmic speaker array. Even the Milky Way is going around something else once every 100 million years. It's like one of the lowest frequencies we know of. One breath in 100 million years. One in and out breath. Add that to the whole array of frequencies. So all the way back from the Earth going around, the Sun going around the Milky Way, the Earth going around the Sun, the Earth spinning, the frequencies of the breath, of the brain waves, all the frequencies of sound, to the highest you can imagine, all the way up to the frequencies of light, super fast frequencies, extremely fast vibrations. Add all the frequencies of light to this whole array of frequencies in front of you. Feel all of them simultaneously. Then go even faster to the frequency of the atom. Extremely fast vibration. And the fastest frequency we know of so far, that of the quark. Unbelievably fast vibration. We now have all frequencies in the universe in front of us, vibrating into our system simultaneously. The great cosmic Om, all completely harmonious. Feel all frequencies in your body, in your system, simultaneously now. Now, bring all those frequencies inside of you and feel them inside of you, which is easy because we are all of those frequencies. We are a hologram of the entire universe. That is what we are. And because all of us are all of these frequencies, it is in this place where we're all one. Feel that oneness, where you and everything in the universe is simply frequency, with energy flowing between and with love flowing throughout. Now, notice your own point of awareness, perceiving this whole universe of which we are all a part. One moment. We are now forever in one moment. One and all in one. With love completely enveloping us all. imagine everyone going to this place of oneness at once. Because when you're in this place, there's no thought of need, there's no thought of upset against anyone. There's no, you know, you're just in a place where you love everybody. There is no greed. There's no ego. And once we all experience this at once, it's going to transform the whole world. Could be really cool on December 22nd. If not, we keep resonating this place more and more to create this field to entrain other people back into the true reality of who and what we are, which will then resolve all war, all conflict, all challenges. Because we don't want to hurt ourselves. One more portal that often brings people into oneness, it's good to know, is the home note of a song, where you go to peace, where you go to that place of stillness. Often this portal of oneness opens up. The home note, especially a slow fade on the home note. Oneness. Wow. I'm quite high right now. It's amazing. When you dissolve this silly reality that we live in. So, hold this frequency. All these frequencies of the entire universe as you go on into the evening and through the weekend. See how long you can stay in this state of oneness through the whole weekend. Or go through the whole week and keep returning to this state of oneness. Imagine months ahead in this state of oneness, or years ahead, or lifetimes from now on.